Sagt der Elgemisch weiter, man sagt, das ist Halleus. Perik Yud Beis, Mishna Aleph, Nesser, a board, a wooden board, Shehu Nosen al Pi Tanur Chadash, that has been placed over a new oven. A new oven means it was never finished yet. It didn't heat it up, which totally completes the oven. If you make an oven, the oven is made out of cheres. So first it's hardened in a furnace, then they smear it with a kind of a tit, kind of a lime or something. And that tit has to get hard. It is only going to get hard when you heat up the oven the first time to bake in it. So we've discussed this in Masechtas Kelim. If you have an oven, you did everything up until the point of heating it up, even though originally it was formed in a furnace, but you have to heat it up to the point that you can bake in it. Until that point, it's called the Tanur Chadash, meaning to say it's not roy to be mekabel tuma because it's considered unfinished. Until that tit gets hard, you can't use it. Kelim will not be mekabel tuma until after they are finished. That's called nigmra melachdai. So in our Mishnah, when we say tanur chadash, we mean a new tanur that was never actually used yet. Meaning to say it was never heated up, so it's not considered a finished tanur, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. When we're going to use the term tanur yoshan means it was already used. It doesn't have to be old, like 2 years old, 3 years old. Old means it was used even once. It was heated up to the point where you could bake in it. At that point, it's mekabel tuma. Okay, so what happened over here? I have here this oven. On top of the oven, I have a flat board. Neser. Neser shu nosen al pi tanir chadash. A flat board is not a keli. I'm covering the top of the oven with it. Normally a neser can function as an oil. It's not a keli, so it's an oil. It's like a roof. Now our Mishnah is talking about, explains about Tanura, that this board that's over the oven is in a chatzar, in a courtyard, or in a garden. In other words, it's underneath the blue sky or night sky, whatever it is. It's not in a house. The oidev mikol tzedadav. The oidev, oidev means extra. Right? Change is called oidev. The oidev mikol tzedadav, it's extra on all sides, bipaiseach tefach. In other words, it's a big board, big enough that it extends on each side of the oven a shear of a tefach. It's actually a tefach by a tefach, totally around the oven. So if I'm going to crawl underneath this board on the side of the oven and look up, I'm going to be able to measure a tefach by a tefach on all sides. Okay, a board over an oven that was never heated up yet, that extends a tefach over a tefach on all sides, and it's outside. Now that we have the case, let's see the halacha. Tuma, let's say there's a tuma, for example, a kazayis ben ames tachtav, underneath the part that sticks out, underneath the board, the part that sticks out. Zak the Mishnah, kelim she'al gabav, kelim, that are on top of this board, tahirim ha-tahar, even if they're opposite the makim ha-tuma. So there's a kazayis ben ames underneath, and I would draw a straight line up, I would hit the board, and there's a keli on top of the board. That keli is tahar. Why? Because the neser functions as an oil to cut off the tumah so that it doesn't come up through the board. The tumah rises till the board, then stop. A tanur chadash is not considered a keli. For that matter, zakta mishnah vayter, tumah al gabav, let's say the tumah is on top of the board, kelim shetachtav tahar, kelim underneath are tahar. Just like the board serves as a cutoff point, as a chatzitza, to block tumah coming up, it's going to serve as a cutting point, as a blocking point, for Tumah coming down. So if you have Tumah on top of the board, even if you have a Keli directly underneath the board, the Tumah does not come through. This is only because the Tanir was a Tanir Chadash. What happens, however, would be Yashan if it was an old oven. An old oven means it was used once, but it was heated up. The Tid hardened, so now it's a regular Keli. Then the halacha changes. Then the din would be Tameh. What's Tameh? Well, whether there's Tumah underneath the board or on top of the board, first of all, the Tanir would become Tameh. The board won't spare the Tanir. And for sure, Kalim that are underneath or on top of the board, they're not going to be speared. What suddenly changed? What changed is, now we're dealing with a finished Keli. The oven has been finished. Now the board on top of the finished Keli is called an oil that is supported by a Keli. Just like we learned in the previous Mishnah about the basket that was supported by the menorah. The din with an oil that is supported by a Keli, like in this case, that the board is on a finished oven, is that it has the same din as the Keli itself. And what's the din with the Keli itself? It becomes an oil to bring Tumah, but not to act as a chatzitza before the Tumah. So therefore, if you're going to find a kazayis min ames underneath this board, or on top, the Tumah is automatically going to spread throughout underneath the board. It's going to be metama any keli that's underneath it, the oven and other kelim that are underneath it. Because it's now an oil supported by a keli, it doesn't have the kayach to block tumah, to cut off the tumah. So therefore, if there's tumah underneath, it's going to come right through the board and be metama the kelim on top. So it really makes no difference whether the tumah is underneath the board or on top. I'll have the same problem. If the kazayis min ames is underneath the board, it'll go up to the board. It does serve as an oil to spread Tumah, so it'll spread throughout the entire area. Then come right through the top and be metame anything on top. And if the kazayis min ames is on top of the board, the Tumah cuts through to the underneath side of the board and then spreads throughout. Once it spreads throughout, it comes back up. So basically, nothing is going to be spared over here. So now you understand that whether the tanner has been completed or not makes all the difference. Because one more time, if it's a Tanir Chadash that was never used as a Tanir, it doesn't have a din of a Keli. If it doesn't have a din of a Keli, the board serves as an oil to both spread Tumah and block Tumah. But once the Tanir is a din of a Keli, the board on top becomes an oil supported by a Keli, which can only spread Tumah but not block Tumah. Vayitra zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Metayr. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, no, even if it's a Tanir Yashan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that even an oven that was used is not considered a keli in regard to Tumas oil. And therefore the board on top, once again, remains a full-fledged oil that spreads Tumah but also cuts the Tumah. In other words, blocks the Tumah. Now, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri would agree, if you had a board over a keli that was held up stand by any keli, everything around would be Tumah. The keli would be Tumah. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri agrees with the principle that an oil supported by a keli spreads Tumah but doesn't block Tumah. Where Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds it's going to be different is with an oven. Actually, it's explained over here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that a taner is not a keli. If it is, the taner does not have a floor. It's put onto the ground. Why is it mekabel Tumah at any point? And we do know that a taner is mekabel Tumah. We had so many mishnayos about that. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, there's a gzeres hakasif that says that a taner is mekabel Tumah even though it's not a keli. But because technically Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds it's not a keli, so it makes no difference whether it's a taner chadash or a taner yasha. This board now becomes a regular roof of a house. It's a full-fledged oil. It's not being supported by a keli. While it spreads Tumah, it also blocks the Tumah. Zakta Mishnah Vayit. We're going to see the same machlokes again in a little bit of a different case. What happens if this board is not just sitting over an oven with a tefach extending on each side? Rather, nasu na pishnei tanurim. I have two tanurim, two ovens. Both of them were used already, and there's a board in between them, like a bridge. And tumah beineihem, the tumah is in between the two ovens. Here too, the board extends on all sides of the ovens by the width of a tefach by a tefach. Zakt the Mishnah heim tamei. The Tanakhama holds the ovens are tamei, as well as the kelim that are underneath the border on top. If these are old ovens, meaning to say they were used already, they're kelim. If they're kelim, the board on top is an oil supported by a keli, which does not block tumah. And here too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitayer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri goes l'shitase according to his shita, that even an old oven is not considered a keli when it comes to the halachis of oil. And therefore, a board that is leaning on it is a full-fledged oil, not only to spread tumah, but also to block tumah. So we learned in our Mishnah, if you have a board that's over a tanir chadash, meaning it was never used yet, and it extends on each side with a peseach tefach, there's a tefach by a tefach on each side, if there was tumah underneath the board, the kelim on top, even directly on top, are tahar. If there's tumah on top, kelim underneath, even directly underneath, are tahar. The tanner itself for sure is tar. It can't be mekabel tum anyway. It's not a keli. But the chiddush is that the kelim here, underneath or on top of the boards, are tar. However, if the tanner was a tanner yashan, meaning it was used already, everything becomes tame. According to the Yochanan ben Nuri, there's no change, even if it's a tanner yashan. The Yochanan ben Nuri holds a tanner yashan does not have a din of a keli. And memela, the board on top stays a full-fledged oil that could also block tumah. And just like we had this machlaikis in regard to a board that's over one oven that extends a tefach on each side, same would be true for a board that's like a bridge between two old ovens. So if one side of the board covers one oven and the other side of the board covers another oven, and there's tumah in between, according to the Tanakhama, if these are ovens that were used already, both the oven and the kelim over here inside and underneath the board, everything will become tameh. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, once again, if there's tumah on the bottom, it would not be metama what's on top. If there's tumah on top, it won't be metama what's on the bottom.